Now it's time for our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players has 60 seconds in which to answer as many questions as they can. Each question is now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
We have a tie for first place, Peter. Adam Felber and Brian Babylon both have 3 points. Amy Dickinson has 2.
All right. Amy, you are in third place, so you're up first. Here we go. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. 2 tickets in Arizona and Missouri were the winners this week in the big blank drawing.
Powerball.
Yes. Citing its, quote, lack of business integrity, unquote, during the Gulf oil spill this week, the EPA banned blank from obtaining new federal contracts.
BP?
Yes. Britain's Prince Philip ruffled feathers this week when he was seen at the Royal Variety Show blanking during the Alicia Keys performance.
Sleeping?
Sticking his fingers in his ears.
Oh, no.
Less than a week after her comeback role in Liz and Dick, actress Blank was charged with 4 separate crimes in 2 different states on the same day.
Well, this I know. Lindsay Lohan.
There you are.
Of course.
Jeff Zucker, former chief executive at NBC, was named Thursday as the new head of Blank.
CNN.
Yes. Police arriving at a house in Washington State were surprised to find pot plants guarded by Blank.
Ooh, pot plants guarded by... robot butts? No. No. Close?
2 5-foot-long alligators.
Ooh.
Police officers who entered the home found a floor-to-ceiling stripper pole, 15 marijuana plants, and 2 5-foot alligators.
Whoa, whoa. Go back to the stripper pole? What?
The alligators like to exercise in the stripper pole.
Ah, yes.
No, wait.
It must have been really good weed because the homeowners insist that their plant was guarded by 2 alligators, a talking purple bear, and a unicorn. Carl, how did
Have you met our dogs,
quiz?
Man? Look, man,
oh,
we got
yeah.
these great dogs.
One of our puppies bit Bert's hand off. I don't understand that.
Like, no. Down, buddy, down.
Carl, how did Amy do on our quiz?
Amy had 4 correct answers for 8 more points. She now has 10 points, and Amy has taken the lead.
Well done.
Mm.
All right. We have flipped a coin, and Brian is elected to go next. So, Brian, here we go, fill in the blank. Mm-hmm. Beating out Black Friday, the online shopping day blank, broke records with $1.47 billion in sales.
Cyber Monday.
Right. Flights were suspended after rebels in blank cut off the Damascus airport.
Syria.
Yes. Speculation ran rampant this week after the news that the Curiosity rover had found something exciting on blank.
Mars.
Right. With over 805 million views this week, South Korean size video blank became the most viewed video ever on YouTube.
Gundam style?
Yeah, Gangnam style.
Gangnam style.
Rapper Joe Budden kicked a concert goer out of his show in Oakland this week after she blanked.
After she... I don't know.
After she tweeted that the show was boring. Used to be you throw a bottle at a bad musician. Now you just tweet, I wish I had a bottle to throw at this guy.
And they, like, located her?
Apparently,
and
they
throw
her out.
Wow.
Yeah, by the way, Joe Budden, the rapper, is not to be confused with Joe Biden, who's really more of a dubstep guy.
Yeah.
Carl, how did Brian Babylon do in our quiz?
4 correct answers, 8 more points. He now has 11 points, and Brian has taken the lead.
Well done, Brian. How many, then, does Adam Felber need to win this thing?
4 to tie, 5 to win outright.
All right, here we go, Adam. This is for the game. Fill in the blank. Attempts to build goodwill by meeting with 4 key Republican senators seem to backfire this week for U.N. Ambassador Blank.
Susan Rice.
Yes, after a year-long inquiry into the British Blank scandal, a judge there recommended the creation of an independent media regulator.
Phone hacking.
Right. As part of a probe into his death, Palestinian leader Blank's body was exhumed and reburied on Tuesday.
Yasser Arafat.
Right. One of the stars of the TV show Blank apologized this week for calling the show filth.
2 and a Half Men.
Right. Best known for his role as J.R. Ewing on Dallas. Blank died last week at age 81.
Larry Hagman.
Right. In an attempt to get users to switch to Bing instead of using Google, Microsoft unveiled the new buzzword blank.
Oh, Google-itis.
No, they scroogled.
Scroogled.
Scroogled. The idea, they're trying to emphasize the fact that Google takes paid advertisement for placing in their shopping searches, right? So they're calling it, don't be scroogled, don't use Google. But what does it mean? Is it like Scrooge? Is it a combination of screwed and Google? At any rate, it's better than Microsoft's other insulting buzzwords they came up with, Darth Voogle, Adolf Hoogle, the most ridiculously ineffective of all, the swine flugel. Carl, did Adam do well enough to win?
He needed five correct answers, and he had five correct answers. Yay. So with 13 points, Adam Felber is this week's champion.
Well done, Adam. You came back, you saw your counters.